Radio.
Let's play some final.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Hey, guys, what'll it be?
I'll take a pickled chin.
Yeah, me too. And a silver sausage.
Yeah, give me a silver sausage, too. And a rack.
Heck rack? Crack rack? Needle rack?
Get the needle rack. And I'll take the same plus another three with a pickled chin, but no silver sausage.
No silver? You pushing out on me here? Talk it up.
Silver ain't on my radar today.
Well, get it on your f***ing radar. I'll take a back rack, but don't jizz up the bull foam.
Are you strung out? You girls are like Moses already. Give me extra f***ing trilby shots all over mine so these pussies can see how a real man f***ing does it.
All right, horse mouth. F***ing rest it. I don't need another dovetail in my trunk. You know what? F*** it. Give me a silver sausage, but no chin. And change my rack to the crack rack. You pricks just washed my jaw.
That's talking. Let's make a night of it.
Louis, get to work.
Sure thing, boss.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
Drunk. It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with a swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, miss a whole darn bed. Drunk. Gin is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob, miss the whole darn door. Drunk. A low-down dog lies spent on the bar. Dust till dawn, then that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk. I keeps on drinking, takes all my gold. Every Monday morning my head is sore. Whiskey, gin and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try you just one more time. Drunk.
Yeah, Brad, that's Jimmy Liggins. Right off the Specialty Records label. Kicking it off for your New Year's Eve spectacular, Brad.
Cool. Kind of sounded like Winoni Harris.
All right. Kind of did. Jimmy Liggins and his 3D music, as they called it, back in, dig this, man, that was 1953 on that platter.
Wow.
Okay. And
it's
so...
It's older than me.
It's even older than I am.
See, Brad, these things, stranger things have happened. And sitting around in the studio tonight, you know, we've got the usual round of ne'er-do-wellers over there, including Chesty, who's over there, and will be, I don't know, she'll be selecting things off the shelf, I'm sure, as the night goes on.
Oh, like the cheese and crackers.
And but Brad, our buddy Brad of Grits Radio fame, is sitting in shotgun on command of Dr. Dog Brown's microphone. And by the way, Brad, that brings with it the bell privileges.
Oh, yeah, behind you.
If you get the inkling... If you get the itch on that.
But where? Oh, right here.
No,
right there.
Right here?
That's Dr. Dog Brown's bell. See?
Just God.
Swig it.
It's one of those.
There we go. It's an old bike bell. Unbelievable.
So he's all hooked up over there, folks, as you might would just expect and want to be on this top of the hour. And Joe Stacks on the phone line out of Pittsburgh. Let's check that level, Joe.
Hey, I'm in Pittsburgh, and it's snowing.
Yep.
Really?
Is it? You got some snow coming down, Joe?
What can I tell you? I think it's snow. At least I'm pretty confident it's not fallout.
Well, all right.
Oh, Joe, let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope the bomb has not gone off. I don't want it to be fallout. Thank you. We're here all week.
Really? Hey.
Right there. Brad's got me on the back. Brad, you got to have like a cowbell when I say things like that. You just...
Oh, well. You got one?
Yeah. Dr. Chesky, she's in charge of that stuff. She's up.
So. Oh, you got the triangle.
So,
We have a triangle.
Yeah, we can use that.
Go ahead. No, seriously, get that triangle and, you know, keep them honest over there, Chesty. With your percussive instruments. So Joe, we were in good fortune to sort of be in on this find, speaking of Pittsburgh, this find down at Jerry's Records in Pittsburgh. And I think you just might want to go ahead and take a minute and tell the folks about what I'm talking about there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, a little earlier this year, I think around October or so, it came up that the gang over at Jerry's Records found a huge treasure in a box of random stuff that they paid $50 some guy for. He said, "Hey, I'm cleaning out the house. You know, I don't even know what this stuff is." Yeah, and they're pulling out water damaged, moldy records, and some broken 78s, and lo and behold, there's an actual, really clean copy of a Robert Johnson 78 sitting in this box of junk. It's the second release by Vilcalion Records about 1936, I think it was. It's I believe I'll dust my broom on the one side, and you turn it over, and it's going to be Dead Shrimp Blues. And
yeah,
it's making the local news. I don't know if it got a lot of coverage nationally, but I mean, you know, there can't be how many Robert Johnson records can there be in the world? I mean, really, 78s?
The article that I was reading in the Post Gazette there was saying there was something like 15 or 16 known copies of this
And, you know, so Willie, who's Jerry's son and runs the 78 room, they say, hey, every Saturday, 2:00 p.m., come on in till the end of the year, we're going to play this record.
Yeah.
We're going to put it on in the 78 room, and you can just stand there and soak it in. And, you know, it was a great experience. We went. My wife Kitty and I went this past weekend, but the weekend before. It was just a mind blower. You know, this is as close as we ever get. But now I can say I've heard Robert Johnson on the original format, on the original media.
Yeah. Now, Joe, what was the word then? Now they played this for. Well, about a month and a half every Saturday at 2:00,
yeah.
Just for the people in the store there. But then, now what are they doing now? They're filing it away? They're putting it up for bid, or what?
As far as I know, I mean, when we were there, at the end of the 6 minutes that it took to play these two sides of the record, you know, it was announced, okay, we're gonna play it next week, and then it's gonna go away for a while. So I guess they're putting it in a storage. They're gonna see what they can do with it. I mean, I would just. It's a business.
Oh, there you go.
You just want to open up the vault and bask for a minute or two every so often. You know, maybe just quietly take it over to the 78 table and set it up and
loud,
because it's a big room. You know, so they got that cranked up. It was a fun experience. You know, and as you know, I called you. We held up the cell phone.
That's right. Yeah.
And
Chesty listened to downstairs, and I listened on the upstairs phone, and wow. I put it on the speakerphone and just sat back, and man, even coming through the phone line like that, it was an electrifying sound, you know? I mean, that sounds cliche, I guess, but it really was, you know?
Yeah, but no, I mean, right from the first second you hear, and then, you know, it just kicks in, it's
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't mean to use it, you know, necessarily say that, how equivalent this is, but it really is true. It's sort of like going and you're seeing a Van Gogh for the first time. You go to like an art museum and you actually see a real Van Gogh up close, and you go,
oh yeah.
And you go, oh my God, that's what everybody's talking about. you know, it's a whole different experience. And that's kind of what it's like hearing this thing off the old 78 like that.
Yeah, well, we've probably been hearing Robert Johnson since, I don't know, maybe, I would say I was in college. You know, some buddies turned me on to the blues and stuff back then, and I got that old CBS Records compilation, Robert Johnson, King of the Delta Blues Singers, mm-hmm. and I had that because, too. You know, and you kind of come back to it backwards because, you know, oh, yeah, Eric Clapton and Sixties Blues, John Mayall, and then you go, okay, well, let's see what the original stuff was all about, and you've got these, you know, these 33 albums that came out in, you know, back when,
yeah.
sourced from 78s.
Right, right.
It's just the
78s are the masters on these, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're just hoping for the cleanest reproduction you can from the original from a 78.
All right, so let's just go through it. We're going to play it now. This, of course, is off the CD box set, the Robert Johnson box. But this is the flip side to that Dust My Broom Vocalion 78 RPM that they got down at Jerry's in Pittsburgh, PA there that he's yakking about, folks, man. Dead Shrimp Blues on Lost Discs Radio.
I woke up this morning and all my swifts were dead and gone. I woke up this morning, all my swifts were dead and gone. I was thinking about you, baby, why you hear me with. I got this swift in. Someone is fishing in my pond. I got this swift in. Someone fishing in my pond. I saved my best friend, baby, and I can't do that no harm. Everything I do, baby, you got your mouth stuck up. Oh, where I used to fish, you got me posted up. Everything I do, you got your mouth stuck up. And the hole where I used to fish, baby, you got me posted up. Fishing in my pond. I got that shrimp team. Someone fishing in my pond. It's in my goggle eyed faces and they barbecue the bone. Now you taking my strength, baby. You know you tied me down. I couldn't do nothing until I got myself on one. You taking my strength. Ooh, oh, you tied me down. Babe, I couldn't do nothing until I got myself on one.
It's on the radio. It's
slick.
Babs, do you know what you're saying?
Yes, I love you, and I'll do
a look at your playlist. Female solos, black vocal groups, a little touch of rock. And some of you have jazz, love songs, or oldie shows, too.
Last Disc Radio.
Come on in and join the fun.
Oldie shows, too.
Well, I woke up this morning with the blues all around my face. I woke up this morning with the blues all around my bed. I didn't have nobody to hold my aching head. Well, the road of the rock won't be rocking long. Yes, that road of the rock can't be rocking long. Some mean daddy stole my gal and gone.
So we hear alternately a loud and then a soft sound, a beat.
Are you okay with that? That's kind of a I don't know, that's kind of a creepy name for a group, if you ask me. Especially in the late 50s there, you're trying to lay down a slick doo-wop groove like that, Brad. And you're calling yourself the Five Masks. Maybe it's just me, man. Maybe I'm just a little bit touchy. I don't know. off the Jan record label, right? And it turns out that the Five Masks were out of Dallas, Texas. And they recorded under a bunch of different names, like the Five Tones and the Five Guys and the whatever. And, you know, in one of their incarnations right there, the Five Masks doing Polly Molly. We're playing that for our resident studio dog that we got this year. And so that's the big news around here. For the new, you know, that this was Polly's first New Year's Eve tonight, because she's just a little puppy dog, and so we're very excited to have welcome her on board this year. So for our New Year's Eve show, Brad, plan one there for our resident dog, who shall remain named Polly.
Polly.
So hence that record by the Five Masks there, man. And before that, it was Ronnie Self. You digging that rockabilly action on the Columbia label, Ronnie Self with the Rocky Road Blues. Man, and they won't be rocky long, right? With that kind of land, that kind of action. And yes, Chesty called it correctly. I don't know. Chesty walked out of the studio.
She's looking for the mustard.
This was her big opportunity to look real good on the radio. I go into that song there. Look, we kicked off the set with Robert Johnson for obvious reasons. If you're listening to Top of the Hour, we kicked off there with Robert Johnson, originally off the Vocalion label, 78 RPMer there, with the Dead Shrimp Blues, B-side to, of course, Dust My Broom. So, Chesty, then I went into this other... Chesty's back in the studio, folks, with the mustard. So then, Chesty, I go into this thing here. And you called it. You said, wait, who's this? What is this you're playing right now? And I said, you should know. You would know, Chesty. This is one of your all-time faves. Go ahead, lay it on us. And she thought for a second, and bam-o, what'd you say?
Magic Sam.
Magic Sam on the Delmark label, his second LP out of 1969. Right? The Black Magic album, Brad. Brad, are you paying attention? We played friggin' Magic Sam, and you don't got no comment. Go.
Yeah, magic.
So, in lieu of reading the emails that must be coming in by now, because we're causing so much trouble, we're going to play one by the Poppers. Okay? Now, we know this is a Canadian group, and we know that we really dig the Poppers. They're a really underrated, overlooked group out of the mid-late 60s there, and I'll just let Joe Stacks take it from here.
The fiscal cliff is going to make us all poppers.
Wait, did you catch that on the microphone, Chesty? She's Chesty and her one-liners, folks. Subliminally on your microphone. So, Joe, under the Christmas tree there a couple days ago, because, you know, we had a Christmas tree, and then these presents we were unwrapping on Christmas Day, guess what? Chesty had gone ahead and gotten me. Brad, are you paying attention?
Yes.
Chesty had gone ahead and gotten me a first pressing, and I mean clean, first pressing of the Poppers' second album, Ellis Island, out of 1968. And we are going to play a cut off of there just for kicks. Man, just because we can, because I ripped it off
Why
the vinyl.
Why are Canadian people calling an album Ellis
Island? So, Joe, Chesty has posed the question now. In the studio, what's a Canadian group doing naming their album Ellis Island?
Well, that's a fair question. You know, maybe it just sounded cool. You know, they were trying to break into the American market through the MGM Verve Forecast label, so maybe they were making a kind of tacit statement they were trying to get into the U.S. You know, this is their... You know, they had been signed by Albert Gross, Dylan's manager.
Yeah.
He would go on to manage Janis Joplin. He was working hard to break the Poppers U.S. I mean, they played Monterey Pop. You know, they were apparently a dynamite live act. Just they could not catch a break. You know, being on at a bad time at Monterey. And apparently Grossman tried to finagle some sort of financial deal to get them filmed by D.A. Pennebaker, who said, well, fine, we just won't film them.
Yeah, right.
They don't end up on the soundtrack. They don't end up in the movie.
Right, right.
They may have played a great set.
I tell you, that just burns. That's one of those things, points in history you hear about all these years later, and you say, man, I just wish there was footage of the Poppers performing at Monterey.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I would love to see that. Okay, so, all right, let's move on with it then. Here comes off the first cut off of side two tonight. It's the Poppers exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Before only.
You see? See that? See what they're doing there? Sounding like that? Surprising you, right? The out of sight psychedelic sounds now of the Poppers, right off the vinyl, the Verve Forecast label, with a track called Numbers, first cut on side two there, of the Ellis Island album, their second album, circa 1968, right? Enough said. Now we're moving on. I guess we should check the emails real quick here, Brad. Brad, did you email in?
I didn't.
Can I read your
email? Because I'm here.
What are you doing now?
Yeah,
but Brad's cooking with like a laptop and a little RF FM sort of system that he's hooked up some kind of dipole on the window over here, and I don't know what all. Jesus.
What all?
And here comes now I don't know. Here comes Geezer Mountain, and I don't really understand. I don't really understand this email from Geezer Mountain tonight because Dr. Doug Brown is not here. He's usually our Geezer Mountain connection. Right now, so you take Dr. Doug Brown out of the equation. You think, well, you don't know what if Geezer Mountain is out there. Maybe they're tied up with Dr. Doug Brown because it's like they're out together partying somewhere. So they're not listening to this show because they're out doing their thing. And that's why Doc's not here, and that's why they're not listening. But then Geezer Mountain comes in right here on the email, but it says the Geezer's working tonight. So see, now you take Dr. Doug Brown out of the equation, and you take Geezer himself out of the equation. And so I'm not sure who's emailing us here from Geezer Mountain's web address saying Geezer is working tonight, but tuning.
Pretty close, too.
Tuning up the thoughts just the same, going and listening to the stream. Happy New Year. See y'all in 2013. And it's signed with an H. I'm not sure. Signed with an H. Who is that? I'm not sure who that is. That's creeping me out a little bit here. Wayne in North Carolina listening in tonight. And very glad to be back and very glad to be going back to work. Looks like he's got off to a good start in the new year. Wow, it's been a good 6 years, he says, since he caught us and we've heard him from good old Wayne in North Carolina. Wow, cool, man.
Wayne in North Carolina.
Mr. Bill, boy, here's he coming. Now he says he's coming from Boise, Idaho tonight. What the hey?
Oh.
Right, got a new QTH, dig? So he's in Boise in Idaho. Man, not a hint of a signal on 5110, though. You know, we're over on Area 51 on the Shore Way. Thanks for chiming in there. Hey, Chesty, what do you say to Mr. Bill?
Happy New Year, Mr. Bill.
All right, and of course, John Wolpole Mass is up there. Good old Scotty and Peg coming in upstate New York way. And I don't know what all. Now, here we go. We've got to go into one of our regular listeners. Two of our regular listeners are listening out somewhere in Allentown, Pennsylvania. This is Babs and Slick.
Yay.
Okay, and we're going to go into a set because guess what? Not only is it New Year's Eve, Brad.
Yes.
Not only is it New Year's
Slick's
Eve.
Birthday.
It is Slick's birthday today, tonight. Right? So I promised him we'd get on the air, not only just to celebrate the old New Year's Eve, but we're celebrating Slick's birthday, so we got this whole set of 60s action coming his way, kicking it off with the Nova Local. Happy birthday, Slick! Jimmy, Chesty, Brad and Company, Weasley, Steve. What's this radio?
Now listen to me. Hear what I say. I'll say it once now. Then I'll go away. While I was walking down the street, I tried to meet a girl.
Well, it'd help if you could tell us something.
I don't know anything. It's my business to find out these things.
If you hear of anything, you'll let me know, won't you?
No, I won't.
But if you could tell us something.
I've already told you everything. I don't know anything.
If you hear of anything, you'll let me know.
No, I won't. But you will let me know if you hear anything.
Sure.
Thank you.
Generally speaking, would you say it's fair to say that our place is going to pot?
We're all in a state of high hilarity.
About time.
understand. I know she won't be back again. I think she's taking all she can. She's going down.
All over, she's going down.
She's coming round.
All over, she's going down.
She's going down.
All over, she's going down.
The SGC record label, right? Distributed by Atlantic. Okay, off their first album, She's Going Down. Here you go. Yeah, Thora.
That was a fat guitar
Preserver.
Song.
She's going. So there they were. It was Naz. All right, that closes out that set for our buddy Slick out there in Allentown, who we know is digging that action. Matter of fact, listen to this. It came in on the email just minutes before we played that Naz record for Slick. It looks like good old Babs wrote in and said that she and Slick had decided to go with an international flair, and they're drinking Cuba Libras and digging the poppers and, of course, digging that Robert Johnson and noting that Todd Rundgren, right? Todd Rundgren of Naz fame had paid tribute to Robert Johnson with his own album, Todd Rundgren's Johnson, right? So we...
it's a trivia tip.
See, yeah. You need to be on that triangle. Hey! Get to the punchline, man. Where's the triangle? Robert, oh God, people, don't leave me hanging like that anymore. I can't take it. Right before that was, now Chesty was wondering about this and she couldn't put a name to it. It was The Morning Rain. The Morning Rain, right? A San Fran band from back in the day, with their version of Satisfaction Guaranteed, which I think trumps all other versions. I'm sorry, I know I've played that on the show before, I just can't take it. I had to play it for Slick's birthday tonight. Anybody getting an amen on that? Are you with me or not?
Amen.
Come on. Who's with me on that? Joe?
Yeah?
Joe Stacks, I've lost my mind.
Get behind The Morning Rain.
Help me out, Joe. Reel me in here. You, what about The Morning Rain? Weren't they a San Fran band that just didn't really... make it
big?
Yeah,
two singles, the Satisfaction Guaranteed on Link Records.
Wow.
And also a cover of Evil Hearted You, the Yardbirds tune, both 66.
Should have been a hit, man.
And, you know, the funny thing is, 20, 30 years later, what do we get? We finally get some stuff from them. They had a ton of stuff recorded.
Yeah.
Thanks to the folks at Sundays and their Beat Rocket vinyl label.
That's what we got. Yeah. They
put out some stuff to let you know just what we'd all been missing.
Yeah. And before that, their folks, it turned out to be the Tidal Waves, okay, with a track called Laugh. Very snotty punk. And Joe, we were talking pre-show on this. You think that this is not the same Tidal Waves that was on the Hanna-Barbera label out of Detroit?
Right, yeah, those are the Hanna-Barbera, Tidal Waves, were reputed to be from Detroit. Now, there were a couple other Tidal Waves floating around. Interestingly, apparently from the New England area. Now, these guys may or may not have been from New Hampshire. There was also another group called the Tidal Waves who may have been from Massachusetts, put out a single on the label.
Brad, what do you know about this? You're from
Massachusetts.
You're from up that way.
Yeah, but I... don't know anything about it. What year would we be talking about?
About 65, maybe 66.
Yeah, I was 9 or 10. So I wouldn't have known anything about that at the time.
Worth a shot to get one of the locals' take on that. Speaking of that kind of thing, we kicked off the set with the Nova Local.
North Shore, anyway.
Okay, on the Decca label. Yes, we've got the album. We've got the actual vinyl album on that. Very proud to have that in the collection, guys. The Nova Local album on Decca. Joe, come on, real quick. I played this great track to kick off Slick's birthday set there with a thing off of side two called And I Remember with the kids and thing.
UK Anglophile sound.
Neighborhood.
These guys, characters, they met in college at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Somehow they got hooked up with Decca. They cut their one and only album in New York in 66. Came out in 67.
Yeah.
And, you know, right on. That's a dynamite album and so overlooked.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Very, very cool. Okay, so look, we don't even have time for all these emails. My God, who was it? We got, Jason, holy crow. We got Dan, good old Dan from over in the chat room there, emailing in. And I'm not sure what he's talking about there. In his email, Jason, and formerly of Halifax, getting it tonight up in Edmonton, Alberta.
Alberta,
wow.
Way the hell up there.
He says he's drinking some Jameson's Irish whiskey tonight to ring in that new year. Wow, are they all in the Atlantic time zone, man? Are they?
Alberta's way the hell north.
Well, anyway, he's digging us, man, and he says. All the best to Chesty and the rest of the crew. there, coming down from Alberta tonight, all the way on your
hey, if we get a chance, could you spin a track by the Daily Flash called The Girl from North Alberta?
Hell yes. We will get that off the shelf in a minute, Joe. But before we do that, we're going into our last set tonight. I think we're just going to close it out. A little bit of 10-wheel drive. And we'll come back out to you after this and say goodnight for the first hour. We're going to stay with you, of course, all the way past the midnight hour Eastern time zone here. But we are doing this first hour mainly so we can shop it over to the folks at rockandradio.com, right, where you should be digging it, folks.
They might give you a 3-hour.
And we'll give you that rock and radio lineup for January 2013 when we come out of this Action Tonight exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Lord knows I want you to stay.
stay with us if you're listening on Area 51 tonight. If you're getting it on 5110 kilohertz upper sideband for your underground shortwave experience, well, then you're just going to be sitting tight for a while, because that transmitter is going to be on, pumping out the RF for at least another 2 hours and change. All right, but this has been the first and most official and most professional hour you're likely to experience tonight on Lost Discs Radio, with me, Jimmy, sitting in, and good old Brad over there in command of the bells. The bells. He's got multiple bells. He's got bells in the belfry. Wow. It's a good thing we got a fader on that microphone, Brad. Folks, over at rockandradio.com, of course, is where you're digging it otherwise. So for January 2013, it is, of course, the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Tibbins, as he is wont to be. In the second slot there, of course, is the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, you know, our new guy. I don't know, he's right in there in the second slot suddenly. I don't know what gives on that. And then sitting comfortably in the third hour, of course, is the electrophonic sound of Bri-Fi Phillips. Right? So you get on over to rockandradio.com and dig that action. And we'll see you monthly as we do over there. And on our website, you can always get our shows in ultra-high fidelity. You go to lostdiscsradio.com. Spell the word discs with a C. And like all those folks emailing in tonight, you can always get a hold of us over there at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. You just spell that word discs with the letter C, and like it is properly spelled. And we will be right back after this action.